China promises to stop building new coal-fired power stations abroad. Live from London, this is Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rahul Tandon in from Victoria Craig. Good morning to you. So, is the writing on the wall for coal power? China has announced at the United Nations that it will stop building coal plants overseas. Details are scant, but the decision has been applauded by activists and politicians. So, how much difference will this make? A question for the BBC's environment correspondent, Matt McGrath.
It does impact up to about 44 different projects that are in the pipeline at the moment. In countries like Indonesia, Bangladesh, Zimbabwe, these coal plants just won't get built without Chinese money. In Bosnia, for instance, 70% of the funding for the coal plants that are being built there comes from China. In Bangladesh, it's 88%. So it's a huge and possibly now the only source of financing for coal plants in the world being built overseas. And if the Chinese are serious about this and decide to stop this, then that will be potentially a major step on the road to ending dependency on coal.
Significant. What would be more significant would be if they stopped building coal power stations in China, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. The Chinese domestic program dwarfs what they do overseas. So they are the leading global source of emissions, principally because of their dependence on coal. And there's nothing in this to say that's going to change anytime soon. However, it's a step. And coming just 6 weeks before the world's biggest climate conference in quite a long time, it'll be seen as a positive step. And you combine that with what the United States has announced in terms of increasing funding, then I think you're going to see a little bit of momentum ahead of that conference.
You will be at that conference, which is taking place in Glasgow. Does this send a signal to other big emitters that they need to do more to tackle this problem?
I think absolutely. I think India, China and the United States, the countries that make up the G20 group, they produce 80% of the emissions in the world. And India is a key part of that and has been reluctant, shall we say, to put a new plan on the table. I think this increases the pressure on them to now step forward with something. And we'll also need to see more from China on this. This is a great step, but we still need to see a new plan from them. They're supposed to put one on the table. If those two things happen, then things in Glasgow might turn out better than people expect.
Matt McGrath, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
In Asia, financial markets are focused on the debt crisis at China's property group Evergrande, which faces crunch bond repayments this week. And Evergrande has now said it's agreed a deal with domestic bondholders who are due payments of around $36 million. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong closed up 0.5% and the Shanghai Composite was up 0.4%. The Nikkei in Tokyo closed down by almost 0.7%. Meanwhile, European benchmarks are up in early trading between 0.5% and 1%. Now, as we heard earlier in the programme, in November, the United Kingdom will host the UN Climate Conference COP26 in Glasgow. Ahead of the event, the BBC's climate editor, Justin Rowlett, is travelling around the UK taking stock of its green potential. His journey starts in the city of York, where he met England's most prolific composter.
Excuse me, would you like some free potatoes?
John Cossum rides his bike and trailer through his home city of York. He's been crazy keen on rotting down organic waste for decades.
So how many compost heaps have you got now?
Oh, I don't know, maybe about 40. Do you want to come and have a look?
Yeah, let's go and have a look.
There are lots of flies, John.
And that's absolutely brilliant.
This is
how I turn rubbish into robins. In one of these, I found a cat on the side of the road and I've composted that. It's something that anybody can do who's got a garden, and it makes you connected with the cycle of food going to waste and putting it in the soil and then growing more food.
Recycling pretty much everything is going to be key to a sustainable future. Kate Raworth is an Oxford economist famous for challenging what she regards as the destructive obsession traditional economics has with endless growth.
We've inherited a linear industrial system where we take Earth's materials, make them into stuff we want, use it, and throw it away. We need to turn that linear process into a cyclical one.
No surprise then that Kate is a keen composter, but like most of us, she uses the local authority composting scheme. About half of all UK local authorities now offer food waste collection. And I've been to see the kind of anaerobic digestion plant where Kate's food waste might be processed.
So outside, and the kind of macerated waste is mixed with liquid and pumped into these giant green containers. They're essentially five big stomachs, and microbes in these digest the food waste, producing methane. And there are two turbines which generate enough electricity for 5,000 homes. And then there's a little door in one of the containers. And whoa. Ah! What's left, the kind of liquid sludge that's left, is a rich black fertilizer, and it can be returned to the fields.
Meanwhile, back in York, John Cossum has been saying for years we need to do more than just compost our food and garden waste.
I think we can compost human beings. What happens in nature when something dies? It gets incorporated into the soil very, very quickly.
For you, this is the ultimate
Absolutely. Recycling.
I
want to be composted when I die.
John Cossum ending that report from Justin Rowland. And finally, the streaming giant Netflix has announced that it's bought out the entire back catalogue of the beloved writer Roald Dahl, who's famous for works like Matilda and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. In London, I'm Rahul Tandon with Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.